human observation, human perception, human belief, human thought, human ideas, human drive and direction. Our drive and direction is usually created by the thoughts around us. Rarely do any of us come up with a unique and new concept or idea, but I know we are all very creative in working to do that. Yet sometimes you must step out of your box, your thoughts, your brain, your life, your ideas, and look to those that you do not believe, and cannot believe, as the possibilities of the one. Not ideas to fight against or to harm or hurt, but ideas to create, to share, to join, to heal. I'm a physician, a healthcare provider. I'm a doctor of Western medicine that went to Standard American Medical School and a Standard American residency, and then went into a Standard American practice of medicine. Never contemplating the thought of becoming a doctor. Wasn't very good at school, couldn't read, always in the remedial classes. And I'd remember how I'd be working to see a word and it would just float and move and I'd become dizzy and my heart would race and you know the story. I can't do this, I can't do that. Worry and fear. All I want to do is get out on the playground and kick the ball, run the bases. Move and energy was pushing to get up and out and do something. Until I met Mrs. Wong and ceramics and became a potter. And I learned how to center on the wheel. And I could sit there for hours and hours and hours and hours and play in the mud. And remember Ghost, Patrick Swayze, and Demi Moore. And I remember the feeling of throwing on the wheel and the sensuality of creativity and the joy of, wow, you did a great job. That was the first time I think I found that. Although I do remember third grade when I was praised for my math skills. So I could build and make and work and count. But I couldn't read. Where was I going with that? Until the lucky moment when I broke my leg on a go-kart built by a 9-year-old without brakes going down a hill that I shouldn't have been going down, Mitchell Terena Street in Los Angeles, Silver Lake, the top of the hill, and here we go, Christian and I, realizing that we've got to stop this cart, and my foot hit the ground, and it stopped, but the cart didn't. Another lucky moment. With that, the Children's Hospital, Los Angeles, to heal the wound, to cast the break, to cast the mold, to build anew. Not knowing it then, but seeing it now, that the observation of others in doing something which looked interesting, it drew my thought and ideas to what does it take to be that, a doctor. The hippie, long-haired doctor that was helping me with my break, my pain, and my healing, gave me a spark of light, a direction. I was at Los Angeles City College, ceramics, calligraphy, painting, art. I tried an economics class, but it just didn't make sense. Didn't know where I could go with that. So I focused on Mr. Kelly's pottery class, Mr. Higa's calligraphy class, the painting class, the color class. I worked at the Broadway department store, Hollywood and Vine, helped by another, my grandmother, Angelina, my Nana, helped get me that job at 16. So through the help of others and the dreams of life, something unfolds. When I went to the counselor's office, the guidance office, to guide me to the path to becoming a doctor, I opened the thick book with many small words to find out what it took to become a doctor. Surprised? Well, let's see. Chemistry, biology, calculus, physics, to name a few. But then the basic requirements of English, history, logic, and more. I began my journey 1 year after the next, 1 class after the next, 1 focused journey of joy in learning the new, the hard. From a kid in a gang, couldn't read, kicked out of school, where was I going with this? But the focus, the intent, the drive to be something is built within all of us. The drive to seek new, to find out what's that about, to understand life made sense in numbers and chemistry and calculus and physics and math, but still struggled with social studies, history, English, and more. But through the struggle, you grow, you learn, you create. I struggled much. But it didn't feel like a struggle back then. It felt like just the joy of learning and creating the newness of what life has to offer. And I spent many an hours throwing on the wheel, taking my ink and pen and creating signs and color and light, learning each day. The good thing was that you can easily transfer to a 4-year college, and after 4 years of Los Angeles City College, I transferred to the University of Southern California. More drive and direction, but I met a great professor, Dr. Medusky, who taught me the nutrition and biology of nutrition. But I'm not sure I understood it back then. It was the drive to become a doctor. What are the things I must learn and memorize and know in order to get there? The tests, the MCATs, the research, Los Angeles Free Clinic. That's where I learned to connect and draw blood and listen and learn, amazed by the pain and the sorrow. Yet it was through my sister Maria, three years older than I, who became stricken with diabetes type 1, insulin dependent at an early age, under 5. And I remember the struggles my parents, Marie and Ray, taking care of her, the measuring, the weighing, the drawing up, the shots, the special needs, the camps, the occasional comas, and she's out and they rush her away, and what's going on, not knowing. The unknown draws us in. The many of challenges she had with infections and injuries and sight, the constant stops and stays at Children's Hospital, and somehow the connection that one day I would be there through my momentary break that would show me the light of a future of possibilities. The kid from the streets who couldn't read, kicked out of school. But he had two loving parents who worked hard, had many problems, many challenges, much pain and sorrow, but always through love, encouragement, and not to forget my father's mother, Angelina, and mother's mother, Gelsomina, who always encouraged and helped and cared. Little moments, little things as children grow up, always with love, always with love. Life always unfolds in ways we don't understand. And after two shots at the MCAT, two shots at applying to medical school, moving to New York, and the day before I start Albany Med, I'm accepted to UC Davis, University of California, in Davis and Sacramento. Back in my 66 bug, on the road, there I go. The journey begins every day. And that 4 years was amazing. And I didn't do it alone, always with help. Gina came into play at 16 with the sign walking down the street, alluring women are. And I remember my father carrying the sign in my bedroom, come play with me. And we are drawn to play in life, to connect, community. And that was the beginning of the creative, the growing, the new. That is a new creative beginning and new. Gina's mother and father, Juan and Lucille, were kind enough to allow me to put my wheel in their garage, that I could spend hours and hours and hours in a space and a place to just be creative. It began in the garage. And maybe that's really the story here, that it all began in the garage. The garage always seems to be the place of creativity for so many entrepreneurs. Although I grew up on the street, in a home on Griffith Park Boulevard, just around the corner from Sunset, we had a carport, not a garage. In the carport, we used to play handball day and night, hours and hours. We'd make sure that we took the dirt and covered the bottom to get the oil off, and then dust it off and put trash cans behind to reduce the chances that the ball goes into the traffic that was busy behind us, but it didn't stop us from playing and learning and connecting and working. And so much in the body and so much in the mind, always connecting to grow and learn and play in life. Triangle Park was just around the corner, right at Sunset, across from the food house. Silver Lake. Today, bustling, artistic endeavor of entrepreneurs, but back then, a hodgepodge of hippies and seeds of the future. We used to play football on Triangle Park, where the ball would simply go into Sunset Boulevard and we'd run out to get it like it was nothing, and the cars would stop, or they wouldn't, but we just worked and mingled within, always playing and learning and participating in life. That 4 years at UC Davis was phenomenal. Back to the wheel. UC Davis had a fantastic art studio that I would spend many a days. And my friend Dave and I would run and lift weights and study. And learn and grow, but mostly participating and learning to become doctors, to heal, to help the Western way, the American Western way. My first experience on clinical was delivering a baby, and what wonder that was. I was drawn to the urologists and obstetricians, gynecologists, wow. Back to being a mechanic, a builder, a potter. Back to the center and creation of life. And where do I find myself today? At 61. Potting, painting. Participating in the creation of life as a reproductive endocrinologist, helping in the challenges of creation, the pain, the emotions, the ups and downs. Though Gina and I had a beautiful child, Pilar, to separate and divorce, yet to grow and create and learn and participate, that's what we did. In the many years together, wow, what a wonder. But the universe creates in many different ways. Expect long delays, one-way traffic ahead. The sign in front of me today. The truth is that life is a series of long delays in one way. But there is only one way, and there's no delay, for life is not in a series went back to the string. We're on the vibration of life. That's it. What are you vibrating today in all your experiences, the travels of the world, the visions, the reading, the math, the science, the art, the pain, the emotions? How did I start this story and why? That doesn't matter. Because we are built by the gods, the creators, to be shifted and changed and challenged in life, to feel the angst, the anxiety, the depression, the pain. We are built for the pain, because that is the pusher of progress and prosperity of life. You own nothing. Nothing is ours. It belongs to the gods. We're born with nothing, we die with nothing, but we live with everything. Because in the mind, there's the creative forces of life. As I drive in the valley, where the road is in repair, grinding, the digging, the blasting, the building, from rough to smooth, and rough again, to slow it down, to realize there is only one way in life. It's the life way, the love way, the happy way, the faith way. My sister Maria's dad taught me many of things. From diabetes at 52, I look back and know now that the drive and direction that we have learned and taught may be quite opposite than we think it should be. The shots, the pills, the surgeries I've learned help many a people. I still participate and practice that much, but much that I've learned is what we put in our mind and our body that matters most in life. Many before me have taught me much. What is the right answer? There is none. It's just a series, a vibration of life. It's on a string, a continuum. And you and I are but the continuum. And all those before us were put there and placed there for a reason of life. And you choose the reason and the purpose it be. For nothing is better than God and me. The gods, the creators, gave us life and the pain and the pushing, the power it be is perfect, you see. We are the artists. We are the poets, the singers, the potters. We are the mathematicians, the physicists, the theorists. We're the destroyers, the builders, the creators. But we are life. Marie and Ray died at 92. Yet they taught me much. And always learning through the pain and pushing and process of life. And we are meant to care, to give. And you know what? It is not easy to walk away and give up and have no caring. We're built to have opinions. We're built to push and shove. The universe knows what it's doing when it built your seed, your DNA, and it knew exactly which environment to put you in. You are always in the right place, going in the right direction, the right way. You are perfect where and what you're doing. And to say I can't is true if you think it is. But that's all you do is think. Because we are but thinkers in life. Change your thoughts and change the things and change your life, for thinking is all that matters in the universe. We are the thinkers. We are the life. We are the light. We are the way. Nothing matters but what you think it is, my friend. Many of thoughts that man has shared, the thought word, the spoken word, the written word, the painted and sung, the plastered, the chiseled, the built and destroyed. We are all part of the universal energy of creativity. We are seeking new and different each and every day. We are looking at what others have done. We complain and cajole and create and take down and learn and participate and run in pain and emotions in life. We are the gods. They're within each and every one of us. As I have learned through pain and sorrow and faith and feelings, we have been given the gift called life in a breath, in a moment. We choose the thoughts we think, the steps we take, the food we eat, the ideas we live, the religion we have. We do. No one else. No one else. Ah, and the music shows up. The creative forces of music and life. The creative forces of music and life. Which is the way, whatever you're doing is the way, the right way, the day. Clear mind. A clear mind. So why do we do what we do? We create the story, but we are driven by connections and repulsion. Like all other entities of the universe, we are part of the molecular structure. We are a smaller energy entity than we understand, and we're greater than we understand, both at the same time. We are driven to run to and from, attach, and it is difficult to detach, but that is the energy of life. We are the energy and creative forces of the universe. And we're always learning to understand, but in the learning to understand, you realize how little you really understand, but we are still part of the building processes of the universe. The understanding is unnecessary. It's the building forces of the universe that we're really been driven towards. And what are you building today? Take a risk this day of making a mistake. That is where this is going. I call it the must take. You thought it was a mistake, but it's really a mistake. But a mistake is a must take because you must make the fall and the fault. You must. You must be attracted to the idea, the wrong, in order to find the right. We're always seeking, and always running away. Where are you going this day? What are you writing? What are you thinking? What are you painting? What are you singing? What are you dancing? What are you building this day? Go and make a mistake. That's it. Get in the garage
and begin to build and make. And success is not built in the money in the bank. But the push of the human spirit to create when creation is the most difficult and challenging thing of the universe. But really not. Do something that's hard and difficult this day. But do it, you must. But do it, you must.